Sherry Wolf has spent the last decade transforming broken or forgotten dishes into delicate jewelry.
10 years ago, I was helping my father set up an antique store. So we were going out to garage sales, flea markets. I saw all of these beautiful dishes, but nobody wanted them. And I thought, you know what? I'm gonna make people love these dishes again. I take plates, broken or not. I take the dish, I shape it using a variety of different tools. I've got nippers, I've got cutters, I've got saws, cut it, then I grind it, smooth it down, then I wrap it up or set it in its setting. I joke around, I say it's marital therapy. When I'm upset with my husband, I can just go down to the pit and smash some dishes.
Sounds like a pretty fun gig, but it's also a big responsibility. For many people, these pieces carry deep memories.
When you think back to Christmas dinner at your grandma's house, or being in that church basement during a funeral, or going to somebody's wedding, the dishes that people brought out for those occasions. So we have an emotional, a huge emotional connection, because it kind of brings us back to those really, really important places in our lives with people that we really connect to.
Wanda Gatsky has seen Wolf work her magic firsthand.
My mother-in-law had gifted me her mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary plate. It was getting a little chipped in places. And I thought, with my luck, I'm going to break it at some point. She made myself, my sister-in-law, and our daughters all our own pendants with that.
One old plate was transformed into necklaces that multiple generations now wear close to their hearts. Wolf says that for generations, china was a prized possession, but these days, not so much.
Kids and their grandkids, they don't want the china. Nobody has china cabinets anymore. They don't use the fancy china. They don't want to put it in the dishwasher. It's just sitting in a box in a basement collecting dust. You might as well make it into something that's going to be appreciated. I still find it remarkable that I can take something that is quote-unquote garbage destined for the landfill, and that I can make it into something really, really pretty that people want to wear around their necks or on their fingers or on their wrists.
At its heart, transformed jewelry isn't just about repurposing dishware. It's about preserving those stories and memories once shared over supper and turning them into cherished keepsakes that stay with you long after the meal is over. In Saskatoon, I'm Brittany Caffey, 650 CKOM.